Hello.
Hey Michelle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just calling to see if anything had changed about your property.
Well, we're trying to look into a couple of houses now. I'm not guaranteeing nothing. Lynette went and finalized, as far as I know, her double wide or her modular home and stuff, and her deeds will be coming this week. So, I don't know. We're still in the process. She'll have to live here until we get that place done. We did find a place that actually okayed her with her money and everything else. So, but we're still looking. We're looking now under taxes owed and stuff like that, just to see if we can find houses like that. But we're still definitely wanting to sell, but we just don't know when.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're definitely looking to sell. And if we find a good property, maybe to rent, that might be something that we look at, because with the money that you offered me, we could pay off some debts, and that would make our more our rental part go up, where we could rent something decent for a decent price, as long as we could find something that had, land or something with it, because I have an autistic son that has a complete playground and help back, so we need something with a little bit of, land to it. But we are looking, and
Well, what if we did this? Because my experience, this has kind of helped everyone out is, we've already kind of agreed what we would do with yours. I think we
Six.
were talking about 60.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So why don't we put it in writing and then help you find your next place so that we can kind of go to the next step. And we just set a close date for a year. Or soon. And that way we can have your end cleared and we can see that we can help you on finding something.
Okay, you'd have to talk to my husband about something like that. Hold on one second.
It's
Hello?
you back, it's fine. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Mr. Nelson?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. She kind of just handed you the phone. I wasn't expecting that, so I'm
No, you're good. I wasn't expecting it myself.
sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, so we're buying that other property, and as I was telling her, Michelle, you guys obviously want to, get your next property. What I told her was, I said, if you want, we can, button this up on y'all's side of things and help you find the next property, and offer some moving assistance if that's something that y'all would be interested in.
Like, as far as
As far as finding the next place and, finding affordable housing for you guys.
I tell you what, if we could find something with some property, because like I said, I have an autistic son, so we just can't, like, with him, his biggest issue is change, so we can't just, like, we have to gradually do it, and we would have to have some type of property with it for him, because he likes to be outdoors 90% of the time. So I would have to have something, but I want to stay around the Glasgow Natural Bridge area. I don't want to go no farther than that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Something like that with, not a bunch of neighbors, I may possibly be interested in something like that. I just don't want to give you a guarantee. Okay, let's sell the house, y'all find me something, and it's not something that I either want, or then I'm stuck because I already done signed paperwork, and boom, we've got to be out. So I
So
just want to
yeah.
make sure that I'm completely
Oh yeah.
stable for him.
So what I'm proposing is let me just kind of clear the lines here is we buy your property at what we discussed and with the stipulation in there of you guys finding your next home that is appropriate. So basically, we would help find a place and, if you guys like it, then you go there. If not, then we keep looking.
But I would have to sell my home to you first, right?
No, so we would just, the way we would help you is, you know, we would put it in writing that we're buying the house, but we're buying it, you know, basically contingent upon you moving into the new place. So nothing happens until we find you that new spot that you like, that you say yes to.
And the money that you sell it for, whatever's left of the amount owed on the house, would go towards that other property, correct?
Yeah, it goes straight to you guys.
Okay. Can I think about it? Can you give me like a day or two?
Yeah, that's fine. We're not, I'm not in a hurry. Okay. You know, I'm just giving you guys a call back just to see if we can help you guys out, because we're buying the other place. So I figured, you know, if we can do, then great. So,
yeah, because I mean, I wouldn't mind, like I said, I wouldn't mind having some, like another place that's a little bit bigger, you know, more of an open floor plan type deal, but with a yard and something kind of like off the road a little bit, but not, because we're so close up against neighbors, you know. So my son really can't enjoy himself without a neighbor or, you know, just anything. Roads, because this road here, you know, is, he's so close to it. And, you know, so we're trying to find something that we know that he will be okay in if, for some odd reason, we walk in the house and he decides to dart. You know, we wouldn't have to have that worry.
Yeah.
So...
Well, family's important to you, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
a lot.
All right. Do you know of any other homes around this area? Just right off the top of your head? Or could you look and
I
then
can,
say, hey,
this is this way, Mr. Nelson. I can, you know, once I know that we're doing, you know, going to do something, at least, you know, my employees don't work for free. So
I get you 100%. I know how that goes. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm a working man myself. So
yeah. So once I know that we are going to move in that direction, then I can put, you know, I can put my guys on it. And, you know, we can definitely get you something that's suitable. I mean, what you're asking for is relatively minimal compared to some of the requests that I've gotten.
Okay. Now, one other question I was going to ask you. Now, if we decided to go that route, would you guys go ahead and purchase our home and all that stuff before we even get into another house?
We would.
So we would have that kind of leeway.
Yeah, we would try to make it so that, you know, once it's closed, you get the, you know, we give you a week, you know, say after closing to move, you know, everything, because you get, so you get the money and you have a week, you know, to move. But we would set it up so it's all simultaneous, so it's not like running over each other, and, you know, basically you'd get a free week of living at the house if you needed.
Okay.
We could. That's what we typically set up.
Okay. All right. Well, let me think about it. Give me a couple of days, and then shoot my wife, call my wife, and then she can give you
a better
answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then while you're, you know, discussing it with your wife, can you tell me some of the areas? Just, you want to stay in that same Glasgow area?
Yeah, I want to try to stay in the Glasgow, Knightsbridge area, just from where her cousin's moving down this way. So I want to be close enough for them, but I want to stay in the same school district for my son. So I don't want to go no farther than that. Plus, I have my nephews every day. So I'd rather kind of stay where they can ride the bus to my house when they need to and all that good stuff. So anywhere between Glasgow, Knightsbridge Station.
Okay.
That's the farthest I'll go.
All right. Well, I got that written down, and I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
If something comes up, you can call me first.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. I'm blessed.